Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Kia ora, Alice. How are you this morning?
I am a box of fluffy ducks, Rachel.
Yay. Getting excited to head off to Edinburgh and see some Fringe Festival stuff?
Absolutely. I've pre-bought a dozen or so tickets. I'm ready to hit the ground running.
Very, very cool.
But obviously I'm gutted because there's hard out FOMO for a bunch of amazing shows that are happening back here in South Makaurau.
I was going to say, quite understandably, a lot of people jealous about those heading off to see some Fringe stuff. But we have got plenty of cool things happening in Tamaki Makaurau, one of which we're talking about this morning. Do you want to introduce our guest, Alice?
Truly, truly, it is a great privilege and honour to have on the show today Troy Tu'ua, who is the Dawn Raids director, which is playing at Auckland Theatre Company this month. Welcome, Troy.
So nice. Kia ora, Troy.
Talofa lava.
It's so nice to have you here.
This is a show I am absolutely... my pants are split. I'm gutted. I'm gutted, Troy, that I'm not able to see the absolute legend, legendary Dawn Raids, first written by Oscar back in 1997. And I guess in the wake of the apology, is coming to Tamaki Makaurau in a couple of weeks' time. So what's it been like to delve back into this work, Dawn Raids, 25 years on?
25 years on, yeah. I guess it's a privilege and it's an honour to actually have the honour to work with Auckland Theatre Company and Pacific Undergrounds, as well as telling a story, Dawn Raids, by Oscar Keightley. So, I think it's a very important story, and I'm excited for the rest of Tamaki Makaurau to come and see the show.
Tell me, when you're putting on a work like Dawn Raids, I mean, it's a part of our shared history, but particularly for the creatives and the ainga who are making this work and presenting this work, it is a direct part of your stories. What's it been like to be in the room with the cast and the creatives to be sharing this work? Tell me a little bit about that process.
I think it's been a learning curve for all of us. A lot of us weren't born in the 70s, so we are learning as we are diving into this this script and learning about the Dawn Raids and what actually happened. And while reading the script and, you know, having Oscar visited us in week two, I believe, and to actually know that these words that he has written in the show is actually real words that people from the mid-70s, they had gone through this stuff. So it's all about going on the floor and honouring these words and these people and these characters and making sure that we deliver. So, yeah, it's been great. We've been bouncing off each other and we have our own interpretation. I mean, much different to 25 years ago to now, and trying to navigate through the script together, and as well as to display it in a way that we feel this is how we see the story and this is how we want to tell it. And we're much more resourced than I'm sure they had 25 years ago. So we've got some flashlights and wardrobes. It's been amazing. So, yeah, I just can't wait. I can't wait to get it up and going.
Troy, your work it's the scale in which you work at is phenomenal. You know, your ability to move bodies in space, large casts, really connect with audiences, really get the best out of your performers, your actors, your musicians, the people that you collaborate with. What is the secret sauce of Troy Tu'ua? I want to know because I really love your work and always looking out to see what you do next. And I was just really stoked that you're directing this work. But yeah, what for you is your the principle, or what is it that's navigating your work?
Oh, well, thank you. And I guess, yeah, I think this will be the smallest cast I've ever worked with. I mean, but I guess how I see a production, I see it as a choreography, and I make sure things intertwine with each other really well, and not giving the chance for the audience to go, oh, we're going blackout here, so we check my phone or check my emails here. So it's always trying to keep them engaged
from
the very first minute to the last minute. And making sure that every character, from the band to the ensemble to the core cast, like everybody has a moment. I say, hey, you find your moment, whether it be one line, whether it be a whole paragraph, like that's your moment to shine. So everyone's coming on in high expectation, making sure they deliver. So, and that just feeds right throughout the show, and hopefully there's no time in there for the audience to switch off and go, hey, we got you for the whole mess. So, yeah.
You're working with Pacific Underground, which is Tans and Pos, Tania Muangututuia, who is producing this work. What's it been like to work with Tania, who is a real heavyweight in the theatre and music and performance sector? Tanya's been around for, she's been around the block, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but in a way that she is a bit of an oracle in the sector. What's it been like to work with her?
Oh, absolutely, and it's such an honour and privilege, and it's always amazing to work alongside giants like herself and Pacific Undergrounds. And, you know, they always have your back when there's holes in the system that you don't quite know how to navigate through, and they just go, they got the answer to everything. So I go, instead of maybe certain scenes or maybe something in the production, I go, and then Tanya, how do we? And she's got the answer to everything. So she's been my backbone to this product, and it's been a breeze because of her and her experience that she comes with. And it's been amazing, and I'm still learning, and I still learn a lot from her and the team. So having her on my team is like, yo, I've got the secret weapon here.
Yeah. She's got your back. Talk to us about your phenomenal cast. You've got some real, real great performers in there. I see Gabby's coming back. There'll be a lot of people who are familiar with Gabrielle Solomona's work in Sis and a bunch of other. She was fabulous in Upu. I remember her from My Own Darlings, which was Grace Taylor's work. Shout out to Grace Taylor. Talk to us about your cast.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've got a core cast of 7. We've got Michael Falicio, Gabriel Solomona, Talia Ray, Maveenga, Jake Tupu, Italia Hans, Lawia Tofa, and Bella Kololo Siraj. So all those names, you can just go, holy damn, we've got a whole jam-packed core cast. And you know, it's so great to work with a core cast where you don't have to do much with them. You just give them the text and mold the scene, and then they come and deliver. So, you know, it's so great. You know, I've worked with a lot of grassroots actors, and, you know, you have to try and spoon feed a lot of things and trying to like, yep, and you walk this way and you come off this way. But, you know, this one here is like a breeze. Okay, all right, scene, and yep, you know your intentions, cool, awesome. And yeah, remember, sit on the voice. Yeah, you got it. So it's
awesome.
It's
more, they're like, I know this. I got this. Like,
that's
hold
right.
my drink.
And I feel like a baker, or, you know, making a cake where I'm just putting the final touches on every scene rather than trying to, you know. But it's such a joy. And these guys have been amazing in the rehearsal space. And so being open with my creativity, you know.
Yeah.
Me, I like to think outside the box. And maybe I've worked with a handful of them before, but some of them are like, oh, okay, we're doing this. And yeah, trust me, trust the process, and we will make it work. So nah, they've been great. They've been open, and they're gonna be amazing through this season.
I have to say I'm stoked that I'm going to be able to come along to this one, Troy. Sorry, Alice, that you're going to be FOMO on this. There's a lot of music in this. Before we get to giving away some tickets, which I have got for any listeners who are desperate to head along, tell us a wee bit about the music that goes alongside this, Troy, because it's quite amazing.
Yeah, well, because I don't think there was much music put into the show, but I come from a musical background with choreography, and I was like, man, we've got to have music in there. We've got a band in there. We've got to make sure there's music in there. And the music in there, it's music that our parents, especially our Samoan fathers, can relate to. They always wanted to be the impersonator of Elvis back in the days. And my father, he still thinks he's Elvis till this day. So he's going to really love Sione, played by Michael, interpret his Samoan Elvis Presley.
So, amazing.
And that's going to be fed throughout the show, as well as some Samoan besies, some songs that will be sung in there. And and it's just going to have scenes intertwined with each other with the amazing band, Poss and the band, who will make the music flow seamlessly throughout the beginning right through to the end. So
yeah, exciting.
The
music is,
yeah, number one.
Well, you guys are kicking off for next week, eh? The 16th of August to the 3rd of September. So a tight turnaround, not a huge time to get on down there, but enough time to go and see it and really celebrate this amazing piece of theatre. And we have got a double pass to anyone who wants to head along and see Dawn Raids at the ASB Waterfront Theatre on opening night, Tuesday, August 16th. Thank you, Troy, for speaking with us, and thank you, Alice, as well.
Thank you.
For your time. Alice, you're heading on a plane very soon, so the next time we speak with you will be in the other side of the world, is that right?
It will be, and I'll be just, I'll be melting
in the heat wave.
Balmy, yeah, UK weather.
Amazing.
Troy, just, I'm all the best. Break legs to you and your cast and Aanga who are putting up this work. I cannot wait to read the reviews from afar, because that's what I'll be doing.
Thank you, and all the best with your trip over to Edinburgh.
Kia ora. Thanks, Bosch.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.